Live your best life with Tea Life.
Konnichiwa, Nation TFM here. Yo, what's up? It's your boy TB here. All right, so today, like I said, I prepared a special segment here. I went online and I searched like the best gift that you can give to someone for this year, 2025 Valentine's Day. And this gift would be for someone that's close to you. So I wouldn't suggest you getting any of this gift at all to your acquaintances or maybe your clients or something. Okay, this has to be someone that's really close to you, like your blood and bond, thicker than water. It can be your friends as well, like really, really close friends. All right, so for the first gift, I've divided them into expensive, or I would say like maybe high tier. A second one would be like a mid tier, and then the final one is affordable one, okay? So we're gonna go for the more luxury one first. The thing is called plane tickets. Yes, if you have a little more budget, you can actually spend this with your friends, like go for a place vacation, and you don't really have to go out of the country or out of the state. It can be a simple stay at a hotel right here in Kuching or in Cebu or in Kota Kinabalu. Find a homestay, Airbnb, by the beach, spend like 2 days, one night, or maybe 3 days, two nights together. And I would think like that would be a really, really good Valentine's gift as well. Together with your group of friends. It doesn't have to be a date. It doesn't have to be two person. It can be a group of people. People that you love spending time with. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Hey, nice show on TFM here. What's up, my G's? It's your boy TP. So today, let's talk about the Valentine's Day gift that you can give for a person. Just now we covered for the luxury part. Now let's go for a mid-tier. For mid-tier, I would suggest jewelry. Now, I'm not talking about the very high-end luxury pieces, limited edition that goes above 5 to 6 figures. Okay, this can be simple luxury jewelry items that you can get from places that you've visited before, or that would create a little more intimate bond between you and your other half, or create a stronger bond, a friendship bond between you and your friends. And these jewelry pieces, there are a lot of ideas out there that you can find. You can create, like, let's say you have 6 friends together, you can create like this circle, and then you break it into 6 pieces so that all of you can have a piece, and when you come together, it creates a perfect circle. Things like that, you know? And there are a lot of these choices online, trust me. You can get friendship bracelet, and it is also a kind of jewelry, and the prices, like I said, is not going up to 4 figures even, just a simple 2 figures to 3 figures, you can get one for everyone. And I'd say this is quite a very memorable gift that you can get for Valentine's Day. TFM.
Let's toast to the good life right here on Tea Life.
Welcome back to the night show right here on TFM. Hey, what's up? It's TB. Alright, so Valentine's Day is around the corner. I've shared with you on the 2025 best gift that you can give for someone. It doesn't mean your other half, it can be your friends as well and families. So we covered the luxury part, the mid-tier part. Now we're going to go for a more affordable one. So if you feel like, okay, this year's budget is a little bit tight, well, this one, I would say, is a really, really great one. It is workshop classes. Yes, who'd have thought, right? You and your other half can go for any workshops. And I feel like right now with a lot of this kind of workshops, it'd be like botanic classes, art classes, calligraphy classes, knitting classes, cooking classes, so much more that both of you can do together. And like I said, doesn't actually have to be just couples. It can be friends as well. 6 of you sign up for these classes together with a teacher or a guru, and all of you can do this. It can be even meditating classes, for example, Pilates, where all of you can actually go and listen to the sound of quietness and peacefulness, right? That is amazing. I feel like workshop classes is one of the classes that I haven't really gotten a chance to go with someone, because most of my friends are either not interested or we don't really have time to spend together. So this year, Valentine's Day, get those workshop classes together, you and your friends. Go enjoy it. I feel like they would create a lot of memorable memories together. Creating something is other than bonding, is creating something that you guys can physically enjoy. I think that's wonderful. TFM.